Welcome to the MarLabs podcast series. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Sirjit Girisim, Practice Head of Cloud Services at MarLabs. Sirjit, how are you?
Good. How about you, Henrik?
Great. Sirjit, what are the common challenges with cloud technology?
When we talk about challenges, there are challenges which may affect the popularity of the adoption of the cloud model, and also there are some technology-based challenges. So many enterprise customers are still worried about cloud security, their privacy, maybe loss of control, various compliance requirements, etc. There is a challenge in getting inroads in enterprise application portfolio for bigger customers. Also, in terms of technology, there are challenges which needs to be addressed in cloud interoperability, portability, and the cloud federation.
So do you find any resistance to adopting the cloud?
Yeah, in terms of resistance or inhibitions, there are security concerns, which is on the top. There are other questions on reliability, bandwidth requirements, complexity to manage, vendor lock-in, also regulatory complaints, privacy issues or concerns, etc. And some folks are worried about losing their control on what they used to hold for decades. This is natural. And there are some politically sensitive concerns from many quarters regarding team sizing, downsizing teams, etc. Yeah, there are some concerns. However, there is no going back in terms of the progress the industry has made in cloud adoption. It is definitely going to grow.
Sirjit, can you share some success stories about cloud technologies?
Sure. Recently, we helped a digital publishing company in getting one of their in-house applications to cloud, which was not designed to scale internally. Now, they don't need to worry about the scalability or availability of that app. So MarLabs, we take care of that application end-to-end so that they don't need to worry about the availability and they can focus more on their business rather than worry about IT systems. And also presently, we are working with a Fortune 200 organization to help them to implement a storage system, which is integrated with public cloud. This is going to help them in saving around 60 to 80% of the storage cost. It's going to be pretty cool. We recently helped a leading university in the US to deploy a highly flexible service broker system in public cloud. This may help them to be more agile and will save money and time in deploying and integrating new learning management systems or learning tools, and also help them to grow globally. These are the recent success stories we have in our cloud practice.
What cloud services does MarLabs offer?
We offer a wide range of services or offerings as a part of MarLabs cloud practice. We help customers assess their application portfolio to help them to take an informed decision on what to be taken to cloud, what not to be taken to cloud. We adopt a comprehensive, holistic approach in assessing the application portfolio. Our assessment approach covers technical readiness, business viability, and risk associated with the cloud migration. We developed our own tools in accelerating the cloud migration exercise or cloud migration assessment exercise. Customer can save considerable time and efforts in the assessment cycle by using this accelerator tools or the intellectual properties we have made. Once the portfolio is assessed, we help customers to do the cloud migration. We are cloud acceleration partner for Microsoft and also a cloud consulting partner for Amazon. We have the capabilities to move the workloads to different clouds seamlessly. Once the application is moved to the cloud, we can manage the application from end to end. We offer managed cloud services, which help customers not to worry about the cloud-hosted applications, availability, maintenance, monitoring, etc. We have a well-established ITIL-based support framework to manage these cloud workloads. The other interesting and one of the most popular offering we have is the disaster recovery solutions leveraging cloud. We help customers to establish their disaster recovery environments in the cloud by leveraging some of the cloud services from Amazon, Azure. And disaster recovery in the cloud can save substantial cost when compared to the traditional offsite facility. And organization can leverage cloud for backup solution also. MarLabs helped many customers to eliminate the costly tape operations by moving their disk-to-disk tape model to the disk-to-disk cloud model. Also, customers whose internal storage is growing rapidly, the investment they make to manage that internal data growth in the storage technologies, it's pretty huge, and they can leverage cloud-based storage in some scenarios or some use cases. We help customers to implement storage optimization solutions using on-premise storage gateway appliances, which is going to be integrated with some of the private or public clouds thereby eliminating the huge capex for the internal storage boxes. And finally, MarLabs also can help customers to implement private cloud solutions using some of the leading technologies like VMware, Microsoft, or any other open source technologies like CloudStack, OpenStack, etc. Yeah, this is what we do in our cloud practice, and these are the offerings we have.
What does the future of the cloud model look like?
We see tremendous adoption for the cloud model of delivering IT services. This is bound to continue, and the growth rate won't get diminished anytime near the future. According to a recent analyst report, the cloud service market is around $110 billion this year, and it may become more than $200 billion by 2020. So the growth story looks really good, and the future also looks really bright. However, there are still some mental blocks to overcome in some of the areas. There are questions on security or compliance and the latency. As we see, the industry and the technologies are getting matured continuously. I believe that these concerns will be addressed in coming future. Organizations who want to move faster than their competitors, they are embracing the cloud model and trying to seize the advantage. And we see that for next 3 to 5 years, a hybrid model of cloud will be very popular. Because it is hybrid, we can keep whatever is sensitive inside our data center and move less critical to the cloud. Hybrid strategy is going to stay. And in terms of popularity, there are three major drivers, which is scalability and agility and cost benefit, which is going to drive the cloud adoption. We see that the agility part of that is going to be more popular among enterprise customers in terms of cloud benefits.
Well, thanks, Sergey.
Thank you.
For more information, visit morelabs.com/cloud. Thanks again.